So it's amazing to actually see you, Susan. I haven't seen you for a little while up in the neck of the woods. So would you like to tell anybody watching this, who are you, what do? Where do you live?
Okay, so I'm Susan. I live in Brechin in Scotland. I'm a Pilates instructor, so I teach mat Pilates classes. So that's predominantly what I do now as a main thing. I've been in the fitness industry for over 20 years, make me feel old. And I've done everything ranging from Les Mills classes to just the old school aerobics. So I'm a very old school top person. A bit of a personal background was dancing many years ago, then into competitive bodybuilding. So again, old school. And just kind of, I don't know, veered towards Pilates in terms of looking more at movement quality and how my own body was feeling, many years of wear and tear. So that's what I'm kind of focusing on now, is good movement experience. So when you move, you want to feel good when you move.
Yeah, and we have quite a similar background. Obviously, mine was dance and the strength side. I was never a bodybuilder, but sort of that trend of aerobics, bodybuilding, coming through that. So I know that you and I connected quite well, but I think one of the other things that I really enjoyed about getting to know you in particular, and I remember even before you booked your diploma, the questions you would ask me, I was like, this woman is brilliant. I want you within my academy. I want you as a biomechanics coach. And so what inspires you in terms of education? Because you're clearly really passionate about your own education and your knowledge. You're not afraid to ask the questions that everybody else is thinking. You're not afraid to challenge, which I think some people are. You challenged me as your tutor, as your mentor. You've challenged other concepts. And I really like that. I have an admiration for that. Where does that come from in you, do you think?
It comes from my thirst for the knowledge. It comes from, I need to know so I can pass it on. And I want to know what I'm passing on is the best I can pass on. So the more I know, the more I realize I don't know. Yeah. But what I do want to give to people is the best I have. And probably I give too much. Oh, I don't need to know all that. But you know, you want to share. So, and I think that's probably perhaps what makes me a little bit different, but I'm sure everybody that gets into the fitness industry is inherently passionate about what they do, and that's what makes them good at what they do, and that's what makes them motivate people. But it's great to just, you know, have confidence in what you're saying.
And I think
that's a big game changer. That's a big game changer, is to think, well, is it not? Because as you've said, you know, there is a lot of ambiguity in fitness. There's a lot of hypothesis. Is it this? Is it that? And sometimes it's nice just to speak with total clarity and confidence about your subject.
Yeah, I always remember your jam man. I actually talk about you and your jam man quite a bit, which kind of comes back to you really are a giver and a, you know, it's obvious you have passion. I think you're right. Most of our industry, if not all of it, we're not in it for the money. We're in it because we care and we want to help. And so do you want to just explain your jam man? Because I know people watching this are going to be, what's on about the jam man? Just kind of briefly in a nutshell.
Yeah, well, it was a gentleman that came into the gym. So I would work out twice a week. And I would watch him go around, hobble around with his sore hip. And, you know, he would just predominantly stick to the same machine, doing the same thing. And I would be questioning, well, why? Why is he doing that? Why does he know why he's doing that? You know, and a lot of these people, it's for social reasons that they're doing it. And so, you know, he'd always say hello and I'd sort of strike up a conversation and, you know, what's up with your hip and what you've been doing today and why are you coming to the gym? Is this to get stronger for your hip, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd say, you know, this exercise you're doing here, perhaps doing it this way might make you more comfortable. You try it Oh, I like that. Yeah. And then he'd maybe go, oh, but you see, I have a problem with my balance, and he would maybe put up little barriers. Ah, well, just hold on to the wall. Just do it this way. Just now you don't have to worry about falling over. So it then became a habit that every week he would look over and he'd want his little tidbit. And it was just one thing. Every week I told him one thing, and it was maybe just, you know, prepare your spine, do some mobility, sitting down. It was the easiest of things, you know, plank on against a wall, rolling plank against a wall, you know, because he was trying to do the plank and he was struggling. And I said, well, you know, you do against the wall, you know, it's going to work. So he then used to bring in a pot of jam, and it was lovely. It was growing his own berries. He made his own jam. And it got to the stage where he was like, you'll be needing another pot now. You must be finished that one. Yeah. And it wasn't finished. So I pot to jam and covered. I hope he's not expecting the empties back, because we'll have to like decant it into something else.
I just love that story because it really is. Hi.
Here's Rachel. Say hi.
Hi. Could you please get out Steph and
Fortnite? Once I'm done, darling, I'll do it once I'm done. I'll not be long, I promise.
Please, just quick.
What do you want me to do?
Steph and Grandma.
There you can phone that Steph for number 9. Okay?
It's not Steph.
Yeah, go for it. This is Daniel. Go for it then, on you go.
He's going to allow me to come on to something else in a moment as well, because I know he's obviously his son. But I like the Jam Man story because of the simple application that you've achieved and the joy. You obviously spoke about him. And obviously you're doing that. You're not doing it for the jam. You're not even doing it for money, you know. But it's just that joy of it. And it's just such a wonderful story. That just that one thing each week maybe gave him quality of life, this appreciation, and almost you get more joy from those moments about your son as well, as opposed to the client who's like, yes, I don't mind, charge me whatever, I'll subscribe to 6 months, 12 months, which I think that's special. And I think we need to keep that in mind, particularly under the current circumstances being on lockdown, where finance is a huge issue for everybody. It's not just... Yeah. Individuals, it's all of us, whatever level that might be. And even people with big companies people may think, well, they'll be fine. They will still have financial worries right now. So how are you? I'll come to Daniel in a moment, because I want to go back to him if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Just to talk about lockdown for a moment, how are you getting on? Have you converted? Are you just taking the time off, or have you gone online? Where are you at, Susan? What are you doing?
Right, so at the very beginning, it was panic stations, because I'm not a techie geek. I'm horrendous. I'm pen and paper every time, and photographs. So, you know, it was really challenging, but I thought, well, everybody's doing it, and I need to give my classes something. So I embarked upon a YouTube channel and videos, which, you know, somebody had to help me with. And looking back now, my first two videos were horrendous. The lighting was horrendous. I was horrendous, you know. And it was just such a learning curve for me. I felt uncomfortable. I take my cues from bodies. There was no bodies. So I was thinking, well, I have to plan now, because quite a lot of what I do is intuitive. It's, I'll see something. Oh, you need that. Like, let's do that as a group. You need this. Let's do this as a group. So it wasn't that. It felt quite false. It felt quite fake. It felt quite not me. But then I got myself a nice camera, got myself into another room, cleared it out, a space, and thought to myself, just pretend you're all here. I'm just going to pretend you're all here, and I'm just going to be me and teach like you're all in the room. So that's what I did. And that's what I've been doing. So I do 4 videos a week. I do 2 Pilates videos and 2 kind of strength, maybe HIIT sort of, not jumpy, not aerobic-y. Well, you get a bit of aerobic component because it's intense. But just more or less working all the muscle groups, working all the planes of movement, So splitting it into blocks. Let's do frontal plane, sagittal plane, transverse plane. So I mix it up like that. Throw my eye move, freely moves in as a warm up. Nerve mobs. I started actually doing, before I started my videos, to get my confidence up, I did like 5 minute bites. Yeah. So I would just post on WhatsApp a 5 minute bite. Right, today we're going to do some pelvic antispasms. I would just do the four signs of my doctor work. And that was that. The next day, tune in tomorrow, you'll get your next pelvic antispasm. So I've been sharing that I move freely in bite-sized bits. Lots of people love that. Go and switch the kettle on. Okay, that's enough of time. Take a seat, do leg press, whatever, antispasm, the time it takes a kettle to boil, you can get a few things done. So trying to make the bite-sized bits incorporated into your day, whether it be waiting for the potatoes to boil or out doing your walk, sitting on a bench in the park, having a quick seat, some antispasms, up the get, walk on. So that sort of thing. So yeah, I've been trying to sort of give as much as I can that way. And then it kind of went, well, I'm ready to do my videos now. And I started doing longer pieces. And that's kind of where I'm at the minute.
Yeah, I think the same as most of the rest of the industry had the similar experience. But it's good that you've managed to, get through the tough bits, same as me, not techie particularly, but you get forced into it and you just give it a go. Do you think this is going to be a change forever for the industry and or for you? And what do you think the future looks like for personal training, Pilates and fitness? Yeah, sorry about that. We're back on. We had a bit of a network connection issue. We're back now. the joys of working from home. So your predictions for the health and fitness industry, personal training, is the landscape changed forever for the industry and then maybe for you? Or I'm imagining you want to get back face-to-face, right? But would you keep some of this?
Well, from a Pilates point of view, the attention's in the detail. The tension's in the tweaking and the touching and the rearranging. So from that point of view, positives of this lockdown, I think, in our terms, has brought on people like me that have got weaknesses in areas such as tech, such as confidence and online. It's pushed me into it and it's probably maybe done the same for a lot of other people. And then there's other people that are maybe anxious instructors, don't like standing in front of a lot of people, that now are getting their confidence built up because there's no people in front. So there's that. And I think, me personally, I don't know, but I think the industry was really vibrant with lots of online stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Not that I was a part of that because it wasn't my bag, but now I'm thinking, I think I might have an online aspect to my business, doing Pilates classes online. And not just for nothing as I'm doing them at the moment, but as acting part of my business.
Yeah.
So, and the little bite size, making that more part of things as well.
Yeah.
Things that people might not quite understand, prompts for a biomechanics or I move freely moves, using that a lot more than I would normally do. So in terms of the general, I think it's turned people's attention more to their movement or lack thereof because we've been in lockdown. Certainly from a personal point of view, in terms of personal practice, attention to my movement in Pilates, because the instructor is doing so much physical hands-on, your personal practice suffers because, I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So my time is given to others and not to myself. So now I'm like, well, wait a minute. I need to give myself time. So your personal practice, whatever it be, in biomechanics, your eye move, freely moves, Pilates, is really important. You got to feel it in your own body. And it gives you that extra bit of another angle and more motivation to help your client and encourage them.
Yeah.
Because before the biomechanics course, I was kind of losing interest in my own movement, a bit lost. A bit, you know, over 20 years of it and flying solo most of that because of family and just, you know, it can be quite a lonely place as an instructor standing in front of a class and not being, you know, part of a bigger, huge circle, which I didn't really feel I was. But with the biomechanics, it really did give me a purpose. It's like, ah, you know, I'm now having a looking at myself and everybody else with new eyes. It's not just the what are you doing, how are you doing it, it's why are you doing it.
Because I think that was, you know, I know when we spoke in the early days before your training, which is why I wanted to mention about your son, and you obviously had a vested interest in helping family members and possibly where a lot of your desire to understand the body better came from. Do you see him as your inspiration in that sense?
Definitely, yeah. Because I find myself quite a lot of times just sitting in meetings of other clinicians, professionals, orthotics specialists and physios and consultants, and you're sort of sitting there being, okay, yeah, yeah. And while I would sort of say a little bit bits and pieces, I would say that having done the biomechanics now, I'll march into orthotics now, and this isn't, you know, and it gives me a little bit more confidence. Okay, they still have vast more knowledge than me, but I know what kind of bit more what I'm looking at, and you know, I can speak within the terminology more. That they'll go, oh, we can't just pan you off with any old rubbish. Oh no, you can't. So that's helped and helped him, and it just recently helped him in terms of splinting.
What's his condition? What's his diagnosis? Just for anybody watching this, is it?
So he's diplegic cerebral palsy,
right?
So which has affected his legs only. So again, the part of the brain that is damaged is responsible as well for balance, for coordination. So even though the big operation he had, which was called a selective dorsal rhizotomy, which cut sensory nerves to the legs to get rid of the spasticity, even though that was very successful and worked really well, it doesn't get rid of the damage.
Yeah.
So you've still got dystonia, you've still got balance issues, coordination issues. You can, you know, even up top with fingers, arms, although it doesn't affect his arms per se, there's still that. So the biomechanics, what I wanted from it, I wanted that deeper understanding. I wanted, it kind of simplified things for me as well. I thought, you know, I could be doing that with Daniel. Oh, yeah, I could be doing this with him as well. Why was I making it so complicated when, you know, that could work really, really well? Tickling, you know, to make the core work, you know, simple little things like that. That you don't think of, because quite when you're working with adults a lot of the time, sometimes think too sensibly.
I think it's a big part of the biomechanics coaching diploma is it's far more, isn't it, than just here's some tests, here's some exercises. I think it's everything else that goes with that. And I find that quite difficult to communicate, but every biomechanics coach I speak to talks about all, it's everything else around it. It's kind of the missing link. It pulls everything together. It's far more, and so people often ask, you know, well, what is it, what am I buying? And that's quite hard to communicate. What do you think are common misconceptions around the science of biomechanics, posture? I'm not going to mention his name, but you know, we talked about other programs and concepts. How do you think, having done the biomechanics coach diploma, how do you think it's misinterpreted or the perception of it, or maybe it's not, I don't know. Have you had any?
I would say that it is, and I think that biomechanics is certainly the first thing that pops into people's heads is you're going to be attaching some sensors to them, you're going to be using force plates, you're going to be videoing them, you know, this, I think the extrinsic stuff comes into their head, although they don't know it's extrinsic, they just think that's biomechanics, that's what you do. And then the other point I would have is they think you can fix them. If they have an injury, they come, oh, I'm so, And, you know, I've had people that, you know, I teach from a certain venue, and they're lovely people that own the gym, and they go, Susan, there's her number. She'll fix that.
Yeah.
You know, no, Susan can't fix that. And that's the first thing I always say to people is, if you get pain relief from what we're doing, that's great. It's a nice side effect, but it's not what I'm there to do. And I think that's one thing you did hammer home. Therefore, it is good when people do get that, because it's like, well, I wasn't expecting that. You didn't promise that, but I'm getting that.
Yeah.
So that's a misconception, I would say. So injury, the whole idea of what biomechanics means. The posture, I mean, what I've taken a lot from it is, you know what, move. Move your body. We don't need to be overthinking everything to the nth degree, you know. And so you're simplifying things for people that sometimes trainers make too complicated, because you get bored. Yeah. You get bored. We want to do this. Oh, let's change this. Let's add this in. Let's make this weird. So, which is great for advanced movers and athletes, but for your everyday people,
just a jam. You just want a jam man.
Yeah.
One thing a week. Have you got, obviously you've talked about Jam Man, and I know you worked with your son quite a bit. Have you got any sort of, from particularly the biomechanics coaching that you've used, do you have like a case study example of someone you always remember and you go, oh, that was, you know, stand out? Do you mind sharing it? Well, you don't need to share any personal information about them, but.
Not at all. I had a lady who was in chronic pain every day, all day. Who did CrossFit, but was struggling, just struggled through the pain. The pain was low grade, but it was all the time. And it was just here, there, everywhere. And she'd had testing done for fibromyalgia. She'd had disc issues way back. I actually spoke to her osteopath before I saw her and got his okay on it and his diagnosis. Although it was years ago, and obviously everything will have healed up, but she was no further forward with anything. They hadn't come to any definitive diagnosis. The pain was low grade. So I thought, you know what? We'll work with you. We'll see what happens. So she came along for her first visit. And of course, you're always checking in with each test, discomfort, you know, any pain, stop, blah, blah, blah. So there's some that I didn't get done at all. I mean, I couldn't do any of the shoulder tests because of nerve pain.
Wow.
As soon as the arms went up, so we just said, no, okay, we'll just not do that.
Wow.
And she sat down after it, after the testing, and we were doing her links, man, and she's sort of wiggling about in her seat going, oh, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what have I done? And I said, you're okay? She said, that's kind of made me a bit more uncomfortable. And I was like, oh gosh. So I said, right, we talked about her background, about our job and about her family life and everything else. Very anxious person.
What did this say?
I don't know. And I said, let's do four sign. So we did four sign, and we sat with her and we did it, and we breathed through the 20 seconds. Belly breathing, did the four sets, and she went, oh my God. I went, oh my God, what have I done now? And she said, I feel great. Oh gosh, I feel amazing. The pain is gone.
Wow.
And she drove home that night. She messaged me when she got home. She said, I can't even remember the drive home, because I was just so rich. Because we talked a bit about pain, and this is another thing the biomechanics course did for me is, because you're old school and you are, you know, I've gone on courses, you're getting more information, but not all of the information you're getting is maybe part of your skill set that needs updated. It's maybe part of your information set that needs updated. So the pain parts, pain science, if you like, never really talk about that very much. Nobody really addresses that. But from what I learned on the biomechanics coach and what became clear through conversation, was she was on a knife edge. Everything was just, the nervous system was just hyped. So the METs, the muscle energy techniques, calmed It just calmed it. And she got that relief, you know, that she hadn't had in such a long time. So she was so pleased that she never saw me again.
That was it.
And I used to see her coming into the gym because she was from the CrossFit gym where I was teaching classes, and she'd come in, I'd be, how are you getting on? Well, I went for a run and I'm back doing CrossFit and I'm back doing this and I'm back. And then how's the pain? Well, yeah, I still can get that, but I do my four sign and I do it every 20 minutes, all day.
Wow.
I said, because at the beginning, this is what, you know, she was so taken with the result, but she then said, I then sort of said, you know, that's great. And it's great if you keep doing, if you're happy to keep doing and to get that result, that's fine, but you can take it further. And, you know, talked about gluing in changes. Don't know if you really heard that. Talked about it a couple of times. So I just left it with, you know, if you feel the time comes that you want to take it to the next level and you feel that you can go further, then just let me know. Just give me a call and we'll do another screen. So she was quite happy with that. I think I maybe did, I did two screens. So I did my first screening and then I did a test just to, because I offered my clients a initial appointment.
Yeah.
And then I was giving them a free rescreen,
right,
of key tests, 20 minutes of that, which I think is quite a nice touch, something that, you know, we've suggested. So did that, saw improvement, you know, it's fine, you know, on you go if you're happy.
Yeah.
So she feels more in control of things now.
Yeah, I think that is, it's a big part of it, it's the empowerment, and that they realise that actually it can be something so simple if you just get the right technique in place.
Yeah.
So
I had a golfer as well, quickly, a very quick one. The semi-pro golfer I think I spoke to you about. Saw him numerous times. So went on through the programme with him, gluing things in, doing the process. Because he was in the Scottish squad at one point, and they were getting a bit riled with him because he wasn't getting the results, and they were accusing him of not doing the work.
Wow.
He was doing the work, but he wasn't achieving it. Yeah. But because he couldn't, you know. He came with lower back pain, wrist pain, and both gone, movement. His goal was 45 degrees of thoracic rotation. He wanted thoracic rotation because as a golfer, he had 10 degrees.
Wow.
You know, and now 40.
Yeah. So him, it's that golf swing, the drive, isn't it? And that's the important part. And you're able to do that quite simply.
That brought into play other things. So it's this, you know, this all or nothing approach as well, that this is... as well, you know, sometimes people, when they attain knowledge that they're really excited about, they kind of blink at themselves and think, this is it, this is the golden ticket, everything's going to work with this. Where, you know, that's not something that you encouraged, no, it's a tool, it's to be added to everything else. So along with the Pilates and looking at posture, you asked a question about posture, looking at it generally, how you're standing, but also how you're moving and how that relates to what we're doing with the biomechanics and what Pilates exercises we can get the most out of by doing our METs first, by doing our nerve molds, and then doing our Pilates exercises. So it all kind of merges in together to give the result. And what's nice is it doesn't have to be Pilates, it could be anything.
Yeah. I think that's it. Even though you have the different skills that might attract people in, ultimately our job is to decide which of those techniques to layer in at what point, or to either keep them interested or that we know is probably going to be the thing that gets them better. So I know you read a lot, and I know you're a sponge when it comes to research and stuff. Do you have one book recommendation? Just one? Like the number one over lockdown, or one that you, your favourite ever?
Stuart McGill. Ultimate Back.
Fitness and Performance.
Fitness and Performance, yeah.
Why would you say that one over any other? Because I know you like books quite a lot.
Well, I would say that when, obviously, over 30 years, a professor of spine biomechanics, he has two labs, an in vitro lab, He has all this wealth of knowledge. He works with, you know, everyday man to the athlete.
Yeah.
So you're getting, you're not getting, he's not up his own bum.
Yeah, no.
For one description. I like his way of putting across information. I like the, I've used quite a lot of his techniques in terms of bracing, in terms of getting someone to brace, in terms of hip hinging and, you know, helping someone find the brace, find their hip hinge, find their movement. I say to a lot of clients that have had back pain or any disc issue, read the book, listen to his podcast, I give them his name. I say, go and just watch him, because he can be listened to so easily, you know. I kind of joked about that. I'd like him to be my sugar daddy.
His big moustache.
Yeah, that puts me off slightly, but, you know, he makes up for it with all his knowledge and how he imparts it, which is really, really good. So I would say that is really, really has helped quite a lot and layers in really well to the biomechanics because you...
And Pilates, because of the core stuff, yeah.
He's done a lot. You know, his name is mentioned a lot in research, as you know. You know, so the guy's heavily involved in the research. So you kind of feel you're getting good information.
Yeah, he's the go-to guy that all the other the world leaders in biomechanics talk about when it's spine biomechanics or core trunk conditioning, that side of things. And it is in my top 10, I think. I've about to make it 10. I can't do a top 3. So Stuart McGill, Ultimate Back Fitness and Performance. Okay, so I'm aware of time and people watching may be busy. So would you like to share with anybody watching this how they can find you? So are you on social media? What's your website? Can you tell the viewers how they can find you?
My website's under construction at the minute. It was getting kicked off and put together just before lockdown. And then the lady that was helping me was a lady from my class. And that kind of, she's kind of disappeared. So I'm not quite sure what's happening there. But in terms of, that's one thing I need to work on. I'm a word of mouth person. I don't tend to advertise myself at all well.
Are you on social media? Which platform are you on, if any?
Facebook. So just Susan Adams on Facebook. Is she? I'm just coming. I'm 2 seconds. So Facebook. You can find me on Facebook, Susan Adams.
What's your business name? Do you have a business name or is your business Susan Adams, personal trainer, Pilates teacher?
Hooked on Pilates is what I'm looking at. My business name being, but as I say, it's not up and running yet. But you can find me on Facebook. I'm sure you could. I don't know if I'm on the biomechanics coach yet. I haven't had my papers in yet. So
Take case studies in, and then and we'll get you on the map, and then they can find you on the biomechanicseducation.com website in the contact page, where we've got a map of all the registered biomechanics coaches. So nearly there.
I am in Brechin, which is a very small place. It can't be easily mistaken for anywhere else.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to reading your case studies, by the way.
Oh. hopefully they meet all the expectations then. That's made me nervous now.
No, I'm quite sure they will. Susan, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm looking forward to coming to see you next time I'm up, hopefully the end of this year. May, if not, then early next year. But
great to see you again. Lovely to see you.
And here. And your son.
Oh, yeah. He guest stars in all my class videos.
Brilliant.
Hey. I'll speak to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.